Warning.
From the Rocky Mountain Radio Wings, WB5YOE repeater.
Hacker Foxtrot is going to go to the house.
Tracker Foxtrot, thank you for that. This is WA0GH. All trackers maintain their positions on the road until Tracker Foxtrot gets permission from the landowner.
We're showing that the right thing here on the map, Marty. It's just barely south of the Pawnee Grasslands.
Right, we're at County Road 100 and Road 39 for the student payloads there, student teams, WA0GH.
Liz, this is Foxtrot.
Foxtrot, go ahead, this is Alpha.
Alpha, we are checking with the homeowner to get permission to an area that we believe the payload landed in, and so we're currently talking to him right now.
Okay, very good. Do you think we can come in from the north if we do come in? We'll stand up here on 100 for a minute.
Well, his house was accessed via Road 100, and we went south. If you take a look on the map, we basically just dropped down south off Road 100.
Okay, understand. We're going to hold up here and see what... Well, that looks like a public road here. It's WA0GH.
Okay, my dad's coming back, and hopefully he'll know which direction we can get into the field. KG6, HXM.
Matt, thank you.
And Alpha, and all stations, this is Tracker Foxtrot. I've spoken with the property owner.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the property owner requests that we not have a bunch of people go in. He's getting dressed to take me out on the four-wheeler. He asks that we... Okay, I'll be following him, and he asks that we go and get it. So I will take GPS positions. I think I forgot my camera. Are the students.
Okay, Glenn, hold up there a minute. We talked to the, you have the landowner, and we have also talked to the sister of the landowner, and what should we do here?
Stand by one. The landowner, we believe, is Travis. Who did you speak with?
The sister of the landowner, who lives up on the Road 100 there.
Yeah, her name was Sherry.
We would like very much if our students could walk in, if that's at all possible. Very much would like the students to walk in and pick up their payloads. They can't hurt the land too much by walking.
Okay, Travis has an aunt named Sherry.
Our group has spoken with Sherry. Hang on a second.
Stand by one. Are you currently speaking with Sherry?
Yes, we have spoken with Sherry, and you see the white vehicle out there. She has given permission to drive to that location, We don't need to drive in to pick up this payload. We would like our high school students just to be able to walk in and pick up their payloads. There's 12 payloads out there, and we'd like to have them take part in that.
Stand by one. You saying there is a white vehicle already out by the balloon? Alpha, this is Foxtrot.
Foxtrot.
Okay, this is Alpha, go ahead.
About a tenth of a mile just north of the White House.
Foxtrot, this is Alpha. We're coming into your position.
Yeah, and Marty, do you see us? You just passed us to the west, or to the east.
Yeah, roger. We'll go talk to this guy. I want the students to go in.
Yeah, Sherry said we could have come, we came down this road from the north, that's Sherry's house. And she was okay with it. It looks like we may be at a property line right here. And to the best of my ability, it's maybe just north of this property line. Hey, Marty, where do you want them to come in from?
Man, let me work with the landowner here.
Yeah, stand by, Larry. In through MPM.
Of their Explorer.
I do have a ground visual. This is Station Charlie. It is about a tenth of a mile west of my position. It's across two different fence lines. So we may need to go back and talk to one of the landowners.
Okay, well, it seems to be in the family. Sherry, the aunt, owns the corner property, apparently, and Travis, who Alpha and Foxtrot, we are currently talking to, we're currently talking about getting the students to come in.
Sounds good. Can we at least get permission to go in and secure the site?
We're working on it. Alpha is back in their Explorer.
Hey, Marty, we've got a visual on the ground from my position. We have permission to go in.
Okay, here's the plan. Let's pull all the vehicles up behind Larry's truck. Oh, Larry's moving his truck. As you know the plan there. And just pull the vehicles up behind his truck, because that's a pretty good road. And then we have permission to walk to the west across the fence and get the payload.
Very good, Marty. We'll advise that there will be two fence lines to cross. There will be two fence lines to cross.
We can manage it, and we'll understand that. That's the best we can do.
Very good. WG's right, East Station Charlie.
Okay, let me see here. Brian, are you on frequency? KC0WJJ. I'll go to 5-5 on him.
Here is Foxtrot. One of the things we'd like is that somebody to stay by the fence and open it up as the students pass through. Travis's concern was that he really didn't want anybody to get hurt, and they have to pass through two barbed wire fences. So let's, he gave his permission for us to climb through, but he was concerned about people getting hurt. So let's make sure that we handle that carefully.
Ground station, this is Alpha. N0KKZ, this is Alpha.
N0KKZ.
Hey, Rick, thank you again for all your hard work. Appreciate all the website stuff and all the directions and guidance you've given us. So we'll have the students walking in from the east to the west to pick up their payloads, and this should go okay. So thank you again.
All right. Well, thanks for getting them all there on time. We'll catch up with you guys later. I'll look forward to some touchdown coordinate information, photographs, et cetera, et cetera. Have a good day. M0KKZ, thanks.
Okay, Rick, thank you. WA0GH. Ground station, this is Alpha. Nothing heard, WA0GH clear.
Charlie, here is Foxtrot in touch with Alpha. What did you want?
I just wanted to confirm that all 12 payloads are intact, and we're ready for the students whenever they're ready to come out, and don't forget to send Chris with his GPS.
And I pass the message to Marty.
Thanks, sir. Much appreciated. WG0E.
It's Saturday, July 21st.
Good morning.
From the Rocky Mountain Radio Links WB5YOE repeater.
This is WA0GEH, thanking the RMRL for the use of their fine repeater today. We flew Edge of Space Sciences number 120 for on behalf of the upward bound students at Colorado University. An excellent flight. We flew 12 student experiments. And we landed out there somewhere. So it was a great flight. We went to about 88,000 feet, or maybe a little higher, and brought her down. So we again thank all the users of this repeater for its use. We can't do it without these fine machines. This is WA0GEH saying thanks a lot, RMRL.